You don't have to go to that special finance dealer to get approved. At Blue Water Chrysler, no matter what condition your credit is, they'll get you approved. Visit Moran Blue Water Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram on 24th Avenue in Fort Gratiot or online at moranbluewatercdjr.com.
Ride the wave to savings with us.
All right, on this Thursday, as we're getting closer to our Memorial Day weekend, I know we're going to get some rain this weekend, but we should have some nice weather too, some opportunities to stand out at the grill and make something good. Our next guest has done that a lot. She is one of the country's leading pitmasters, Erica Roby. She's an award winner. She's on the line with us right now. Erica, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. Where did your love for grilling come from?
It definitely came from the backyard in childhood. It was one of those things where you see everybody doing it and you're like, ooh, maybe I could do that. And that first time you pick up those tongs, you're either hooked or you'll never touch it again.
and you got hooked, and it's a good thing. I got to say, not a lot of women are pit masters or even grill tenders. That tends to be, even in this day and age, kind of, you know, where the guys are. The guys are out grilling and the women are in the kitchen. What's your advice for women who want to build some confidence and learn how to grill?
Yeah, so my first thing is, if you can operate a stove or an oven, you can operate a grill, because there are more buttons and knobs that you have to deal with on the stove or the oven than you ever will on a grill. So get out there, and the first thing is, don't be big or grand. Do dishes that you are comfortable with, that you could make in your sleep, so that you're doing something easy and that's familiar to you, and that's going to build up your confidence. And once you get that first perfect dish that you love and you serve it to other people, you're going to be hooked and you're going to get more confidence day by day to try everything that you see out there.
Let's talk about beef. I tend to be a New York strip guy, but there's a lot of other cuts. How do you know what is the right cut to choose?
So definitely, and that all comes into just familiarity. If you're looking at quick grilling, you know, we want to do something, be in and off the grill, we're going to be going for those steak cuts, you know. We're going to be going for the ribeye. We're going to be going for sirloin. We're going to be going for the strip steak. Or we're going to be going for kebabs, you know. But if you want to spend some time, or you want to be roasting, or, you know, making like a pot roast or anything like that, then you're going to start getting into like the chuck. Or maybe you'll do a brisket. And those are going to be your longer cooks. So I think of it as, look at the quick cuts, the things that you usually see at your grocery store, your butcher. Those are going to be your fast grillings. But then when you start seeing things that the beef itself is maybe like a bigger piece of a cut, then you know that that's going to be like your slow time. And maybe we're going to go low and slow, or we're going to be roasting those. So it's a really good tell on the size of the beef that you're looking at, what you're going to have to do.
Talking with award-winning pitmaster Erica Roby. What about heat zones? A lot of people, I think, kind of get intimidated by different heat zones on the grill. What's the biggest mistake that people tend to make there?
And I'll admit, I was one of those people. When people were telling me indirect and direct, I was like, what are you talking about? Like, what does that mean? But no, it's basically this. If you are cooking on a grill that's using wood or it's using charcoal, get all of your heat source, so your charcoal, over to one side, and then have a clear side that has nothing under it. And that's going to be your indirect side. The way my dad taught me is, you got your hot side of the grill, you got your cold side. The hot side is going to be where your fire is, where your charcoal is. The cold side, which is not cold, by the way, is going to be where you don't have any heat source under your meat. And what you want to do is, you want to make sure that if you're putting something over direct heat, that's going to be like your fast cooks. But if you're just trying to almost use your grill as an oven, then you're going to put your meat on the indirect side, where it's just taking the heat, but it's not taking the direct fire or the flames. And I think that a lot of people don't realize that. But one of the biggest mistakes, and we get busy, I'm guilty of this, you put a piece of meat down, you put a ribeye down, and then you get busy, or you have to go do something. And all of a sudden, it's straddling both zones. So you come back, and 10 minutes later, half of your ribeye is cooked, and the other half is not. Right. And you're trying to figure out what happened. So meat placement is the biggest thing that could be your mistake. Even if you have your heat zone set up, make sure that your beef is exactly where it's supposed to be. It's either fully indirect or it's fully direct, but it's not straddling both lanes.
You have a good go-to recipe for people who are maybe new to grilling?
Yes. Start with kebabs. If you can make a kebab, it's going to encompass everything you need to do. You're seasoning, you're marinating the meat, you're also roasting veggies with that as well, and you're keeping it tender, and it's going to be a fast cook. So if you can master the kebab, you can cook anything on a grill. You can cook any piece of beef if you can master those kebabs. And a lot of people don't realize ground beef, it is beautiful when it's smoked. So if you expose ground beef to an offset or the indirect side of cooking or a pellet grill, you're going to get such a beautiful wood-fired flavor that you can put it into any recipe and it's going to elevate it. And it's just like a little trick you can do that people that eat your food will be like, wow, this tastes really different. It's so wholesome and hearty and smoky and delicious. And you know that all you did was just expose that ground beef to a little bit of smoke on the grill.
There you go. Perfect. Where can we go for more information?
If you want to find amazing recipes that will be in your arsenal this summer, head on over to beefitswhatsfordinner.com. There are so many recipes on there. Some are mine, not to brag. And they are absolutely phenomenal. And you should have those in your arsenal this summer for your backyard.
We will check it out. Erica, happy grilling. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.